Our story is quoted in the Talmud in Baba Kama. We're told there was a pious man during the period of the temple. His name was Nechunya Chofer Shichim. Shiach is a type of a pit, a type of a well. He used to dig wells so that when people would come up to the ascent to the temple three times a year, they'd have enough water. We know we have a mitzvah to go to the Beit HaMikdash on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. And this was his mitzvah. He tried to ensure there was enough water. Remember, when people would come, they'd come with their whole family, men, women, children, and their animals that they brought, either the animals they were riding upon or the animals that they would sacrifice. So he ensured there was enough water for everyone. And he'd dig pits and rent out places so that he'd have enough rainwater for people to drink. He'd ensure that these pits were covered with seed so that the water would be clean. It wouldn't be filled with mud. And this way people who came would have clean water. There would be no water lacking when the masses came to the temple. Now he did this for free, and out of pocket he paid for the workers. And although the work and the preparations, this was his gemilut chesed, his kindness, with the people of Israel and with the God, so to speak. So that out of his love for God, he wanted everyone to be ole regel and not be concerned what they would drink. Now, he had a daughter, and one time, his sweet little daughter went to visit a friend, and she walked by one of the pits that her father had dug, one of those pits that had a tremendous amount of water. And the girl had heard that this pit was unique and that it always had enough water. This pit always was filled with water, and that it had so much water that it never ran dry. And she saw the pit was uncovered. Someone had forgotten to put back the cover. And so she went and leaned over to see what's inside the pit. When a little girl leans over a pit, sometimes she leans too far. And she stumbled into the pit. And one of the neighbors saw that Nechonion's own little daughter had fallen into this deep pit. And he ran over to Nechonia and his wife, and he called the neighbors, and everyone ran out there to save the girl. They come to the pit, they all stand around, they bring ropes, they look down, and they don't see anyone, and they don't hear anything. Now the pit was very deep, and everyone was certain that the girl had drowned. The parents went home weeping after everyone had stood there, and they threw down ropes and they threw down whatever they could, and they tried and they looked and they called and they yelled and they looked for bubbles, some sign of life. And at some point they realized there's nothing there. And they came back home weeping, and the neighbors accompanied them. They didn't know how to comfort a person when something like this happens. And they're sitting with the parents, and some people said, you know what, let's run to Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa. Those of you who were in our Ein Yaakov class, you know we learned about Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa's prayers. In the fifth chapter, the Talmud tells us that he was unique in his prayer. When he would pray, he'd end his prayer and tell you whether the person would live or die. His prayers were something special. So Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, the tzaddik who lived on the volume of two bottles worth of carob all week, including Shabbos, Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, who himself lost two children, Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, the pious, they went to him and asked him to pray for the daughter of Nechunya. Maybe she's still alive. They came to Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa's home and told him what happened. And when he heard it, he started davening. And he turned his eyes to heaven and he said, Master of the world, can it be that the very mitzvah which Nechunya did would cause his own daughter to die? He dug these pits for the Jewish people and his daughter will drown there. And Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa stood there in prayer. He finished his prayer and he turned to the people and he said, the girl's still alive. She's still in the pit, but she's alive and well. And then he went on and continued praying. And he prayed another hour. And after the second hour, he paused, turned to the people and said, the girl is still alive. She's still in the pit, but she's alive and well. And then he continued praying a third time, and then he turned to the people and said, now she's climbed out of the pit. She's out. They ran back to Nechemya's home, and they see there's jubilation, there's party. The girl came home, she's standing in the middle of the room, and her parents are hugging her, and the neighbors are all rejoicing with them, laughing, clapping, and the girl is alive and well. Nothing happened to her. So they asked her, how'd you get out of that pit? The girl says, I cried, and I thought I'd never get out. I thought the only one who could get me out of here is Hashem. And then I saw a ram, and I saw an old man guiding the ram. And that old man, well, he looked like Avraham Avinu. And then I wasn't scared anymore. I held on to the ram, and it just took me out of the pit. And then, when I was out of the pit, I looked around, and the old man was gone, and the ram was gone, and I ran home. So the people stood in stunned silence. They went back to Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, and they asked him, are you a prophet? How'd you know? And then, how come you knew in the beginning that she's alive, and afterwards that she got out? You weren't there. And Rabbi Hanina was very modest. He didn't want the people to feel like he had any hand in this miracle. He said, I'm not a prophet, and I'm not the son of the prophet. But I had confidence that God will save the girl, because her father worked so hard to do kindness with other people. How could it be that with his kindness something bad would happen to his own daughter? And you know why it's Avram's merits that took her out of the pit? Because we learned from Avram to be kind people. And this story is recorded in the Talmud in Baba Kama. The Gemara tells us this story, with not as many details, but the Gemara tells us the story. Some of the details are from the commentaries. But the general story is in the Gemara in Baba Kama. I wouldn't try this, you know. You have to be big like Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa. The Talmud tells us even the Tanoim of his day weren't on this level. I mean, even the other big rabbis, when they would pray, they couldn't tell you what the outcome of the prayer would be. Even his own Rabbein weren't on this level. Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa had a special strength in his prayer. He could say things like this. When different things happen in the world, so there are often people who give all kinds of godly interpretations. I wouldn't buy into them so fast. When you have a man like Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, who's been proven, and the Talmud tells us stories in different places, okay. So if you know him to be as pious as Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, and as learned as Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, and everything else fits, so then, okay, you see, even Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa didn't want to take credit for any miracles. But even his calculation, you know, someone who did such acts of kindness, how could it be that that will bring him down? That's something which we couldn't say. Even the rabbis of his day couldn't say it. There are unique people in world history. There's one Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa. He could say it.